the shape of you.
Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Lexi, what's going on with your boyfriend Ryan that makes you think he's cheating on you?
Well, my friend told me that there is a picture of Ryan on Craigslist. Like, he has a listing open. And it has his picture. There's, like, a dirty picture. And a
those ads.
Clean picture, like a G-rated picture. And it also has his phone number.
Wait, and so your friend told you this?
Yeah, my friend found it somehow on Craigslist.
So did you see it?
Yeah, I've seen it now.
Okay. I like how your friend's perusing that section.
I know. I was like, why was your friend on Craigslist? Sorry, I
know.
Got
good friend
there.
Or creepy friend? That's the question.
I mean, some of them are pretty funny.
Right, right, right. No, there's no doubt. Okay. So.
All right. So, I mean, the listing says, like, you know, services or, like, call for services. Anyway, so I confronted Ryan about it, and he, like, denied it, said that a friend put it up, that it was, like, meant to be funny. And he ended up taking it down. And then my friend called me again and said that she found it again, but it was a different phone number. And I tried calling this number, and it just goes to an automated, like, message.
I'm curious what the services offered were. What did the ad say?
So it's really vague, like, services provided, whatever you want, call for details.
Hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
So what happened, Lexi, this is a 3-year relationship. Like, what happens if this is actually Ryan?
I mean, it has to be over. He's, like, putting me at risk. This isn't, like, safe behavior when you're in a relationship. And, like, it's unacceptable.
All right, so we have two numbers. She gave us both numbers, Roy.
We have Ryan's normal cell phone and then number, and then we have the number he posted on Craigslist. Let's try calling the Craigslist number first.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of want to see who will answer.
Now, if we get a hold of the Craigslist number, don't do the roses spiel. Act like you want to book a service.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Here we go.
This is Thor. What service can I help you with?
Oh, hi. I just saw your Craigslist ad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is my first time ever calling one of these numbers, but I'm not sure how this works. What are you offering exactly?
Happiness. whatever you need. What are you in the mood for? I can give you massage.
Okay.
Whatever you want. I'm here to make you feel good.
So, Thor, is this really you in the picture?
Oh, yeah. I'm not one of those kinds of sites where you don't get what you pay for. That is
okay, Ryan. Like, this is not okay.
Ryan, that's Ryan. Your girlfriend, Lexi.
Thor?
Thor.
Yeah, Ryan, Thor, whatever you're going by.
Yeah, we caught you, dude. It's War of the Roses with the Man You Were on the Red Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
You have the wrong number. This is
Thor.
This is Thor.
Lexi, is that Ryan? Do you recognize his voice?
Yes, absolutely. That's Ryan. We've been dating 3 years, dude.
Good enough.
I admire your commitment to the thing here, but... We caught you cheating, buddy.
I don't.
Stop it.
This is, I think you must have the wrong, I might sound
Stop
like
it.
Somebody.
No. You need to face this right now.
Thor, Ryan, you don't have a girlfriend named Lexi?
Oh. What was that noise?
Did you know what that noise was?
What?
Hey, why don't you answer that phone, Ryan?
Are you calling him?
I just called that
other number
on my cell phone. Did you hear the vibrate?
I heard
the
it.
Phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's proof to everybody that we are talking to Ryan and that Lexi's not making this up or wrong.
Yeah, Thor.
What are you doing, dude? You got a girlfriend.
Lexi, can I call you right now?
No. We've talked about this before, and it didn't change anything. So now you get to talk about it on the radio.
No. That was different. This is obviously, I mean, that's different. This is something that, look, this is, I'm just doing something for fun. This is.
No, it's not fun to put our relationship at risk and my health at risk. And this is not, it's not what is acceptable in our 3-year relationship.
Ryan, do you hook up with the customers or the clients?
No. Absolutely not. No, there's no, there's no physical.
I do not believe you.
Yeah, you said a massage or
offered a massage.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much?
In massage. It's just touch. Lexi, it's just touching. Lexi, there's no physical.
You're not
physical.
Even
touching is physical.
Like, no.
Please.
How much money do you get for like a service like what Loren was asking for?
Not enough, apparently. Hundreds of dollars. Okay.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right. Lexi, this is over?
Yep. Bye.
Lexi, please.
All right. Sorry that you found out this way. I just hung up on him. Man, that was like crazy. Wow. Oh, and his voice. I can't get it out of my head.
I love how he tried to stay with the character. That
was
awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we busted him. All right. Sorry you had to find out this way.
Okay. Thanks. I love you guys.
All right. Love you, too. Let us know if you need anything.
Okay.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Presented by Platinum Hair Bar. Email us. mornings@kiss951.com. Still to come.
Giving away that $1,000 with the Kiss Cash Code. If you want in, it comes your way in 3 minutes.
This is the MRI.